95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog Show, and it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That means it's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Our friends from Mass Apparat, Josh, Amelia, and Sue.
Oh, yes. I love when Sue's here.
I know. Surprise to you there, Guy. You get to surprise me usually with beers. I get to surprise you with Sue. Good morning, you three. How are you?
Good morning.
Great.
Since Sue is around, we're going to be drinking what, malt liquor?
Yes, absolutely.
No? Oh, well, wine. It's wine.
You got some Colt 45 and splits right in front of me.
I read the script wrong. My bad. All right. Very excited to always try new flavors. And we always learn something when Sue is here with us. What are we going to be sampling today?
Today, we're sampling two wines from Argentina. And these are both from the Moreno Winery, which is in the Mendoza region. Mendoza is the largest wine-producing region in Argentina.
Okay.
See, I thought I would start with the Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
We've got a Sauvignon Blanc and a Malbec.
Let me crack this baby
open. I love this brand.
By the way, the flag of Argentina is sort of a powder blue with a white stripe in the middle. Just fun facts about Argentina. Those.
Ooh, I like the nose on this one already. I smell green apple.
Yes.
Whoa.
It's got...
Whoa,
actually,
show off.
It has some citrus and herbal aromas, so if you picked up the green apple, that's very possible. And it's a little long on the finish.
When you say a little long on the finish, what is that?
That means it lingers in the mouth and the taste buds a little longer.
Yes, it does.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It does, and this wine pairs very well with fish and vegetables and salad, also shrimp cocktail. So it's a lovely summer wine.
This, I expected it to be not what it is. It's kind of lemony.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sauvignon Blancs are high in acidity, and they usually have that grapefruit, sometimes that green apple taste, a little tartness to it.
I do like that tart finish. That's a that's a pleasant surprise that you don't get right off the top.
Right.
Nice sweetness right in front, too. I like it.
Then it finishes like it's a lemon.
It does, and it was aged in the bottle 6 months. Okay.
And I don't mind telling Sue, she did mention shrimp cocktails. This is just a fun tip for those of you who are going to try it. You're not supposed to drink the shrimp cocktail. I know it comes in a glass, but I found that out very much the hard way. And, I mean...
You know, I don't normally do this. I'm going to pour myself another little taster.
Well, I don't blame you. You might as well. And another fun fact about Argentina. Argentina's provinces... Did you know? They have provinces over there. They have 23 provinces and one autonomous city, Buenos Aires.
Good morning.
Well, we've only had one sip of this and it's already working. What are we getting into next?
Our next wine is a Malbec from the Moreno Winery again. This is a 2017 vintage, 13.5% alcohol. Malbec is a grape that was produced in Bordeaux in France. However, most everyone agrees that the Argentinians grow Malbec that is so much more flavorful than the French.
Okay.
So this is a wonderful Malbec. Malbec is a red grape. The Argentinians do it best. And it is vibrant red in color with some violet hues and has some tasting notes of dark fruits, exotic flowers, and a little bit of violet. See if you can pick up on that.
I like this one
a lot. This is definitely a very floral nose.
I get a little bit of blackberry. I like it.
Mm. You always have an original
blackberry. Where'd you get blackberry from?
Was I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. This pairs beautifully with grilled steaks, beef tenderloin, red meat of any kind.
Bless you.
Yeah, this is a good one.
This is a full-bodied wine, again, from the Moreno Winery in the Mendoza region of Argentina, 13.5% alcohol.
Okay.
And for those interested, these wines are available at the new oil and vinegar store that just opened in the public shopping center at Margaritaville.
Okay.
So they're available for sale there. And also the Morena Malbec is also available at Perrines and Orman.
You can always go to srprod.com/beerfinder. The wines are under that as well.
Yeah. Let's give us another fun Argentinian fact. Argentinian rock, by the way. Beginning in the 1960s. Did you guys know one of the most popular founding Argentinian rock bands is Los Abuelos de la Nada? Do you guys know any of their songs?
That was really good.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, I'll start singing one. You ready?
Yeah. Okay, there we go. That was pretty good. I like that. Not too bad.
Also would like to say that we are doing a wine tasting at Oil and Vinegar on October 28th from 5:30 to 7:30. I will be there sampling four different wines. And also another event next week on the Tuesday is a Casadega 5-course wine dinner, $50 per person.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Next week, the 13th?
In Sinatra's restaurant inside the Casadega Hotel.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Five courses with live entertainment. They do a great job over there in Casadega.
Are you doing songs, Sue? Are you going to be doing any numbers?
I'll probably be chiming along with the musicians, yes.
Let me ask Sue about grapes. You know, intern Steve has these really weird, long... What does he call those things?
He said they look like mini eggplants.
Yeah, these weird, long grapes. Sue, are you familiar with those at all?
I'm not sure I know what you're referring to.
Well, Steve, we don't know what they're called. Intern Steve brings them in for his breakfast, and he eats them. They do look like mini eggplants, but they're technically grapes, and he says he's going to make wine in his garage, and he wants to bring you some.
Eggplant wine.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just warning you. You know, you may want to be off that day. We'll give you a heads up about that.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to Steve's prison wine.
Let's keep Steve. Oh, my God.
Just in time for the holidays. Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God.
This is why we encourage you to get the real deal at srparrot.com/beerfinder. And, of course, sipping with Sue. You see the videos right there. October 28th, I mean, maybe you could show up in your pre-Halloween costume and have some wine with Sue.
Yeah, why not?
I didn't even think about
maybe
that.
Maybe you could come as a grape.
Yeah. Oh, great idea. The Fruit of the Loom grapes. We'll go in the same thing. We'll get in like the underwear tag.
And the space is limited at the oil and vinegar tasting, so people should book their spots now. It's a $10 admission. Appetizers will be served, but I believe the limit is 30 people.
Wow. This is a very good deal. And again, a way to get affordable wines. And check these out at srparrot.com. And thank you very much for classing up this Friday once again, Sue. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.